Close your eyes. Be sensitive to your breath. Notice when it's coming in. Notice when it's coming out. Notice where you feel it in the body. Focus your attention there. And then ask yourself for the way you're breathing. It feels comfortable. You can try different ways of breathing to test it. You can try longer breathing, shorter, faster, slower, heavier, lighter. The important thing is that you give full attention to the breath. Make it a good place to stay. Now, there will be some thoughts that want to wander out outside, but you have to say no to them. You have to keep them inside. They may seem harmless, but if they destroy your concentration, they're not really good for you at all. It's like having pets in the house. They love you, and it's okay for them to wander around the neighborhood as far as you're concerned because they love you. But they don't love other people, and they can cause harm. And they can get harmed themselves. In other words, your thoughts, a little bit of greed, a little bit of aversion, a little bit of delusion, doesn't seem all that serious. It also seems to be in favor of you. So what's wrong with it? You have to realize that those little seeds, those little animals in the house, they can go into big, ferocious animals outside and also come back and bite you. This is why the Buddha said that all good qualities of the mind begin with heedfulness, realizing that you have dangers inside your mind. You've got to keep them under control. Keeping them under control is not just tying them up. It's actually a way of showing goodwill for yourself, goodwill for the people around you. There's a passage where the Buddha actually equates goodwill with restraint. We think of goodwill as being a large, unlimited attitude, and it is. But it does place limitations on our actions. It places limitations on our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Make sure they stay in line with the principles of what really does lead to true happiness. Otherwise, we let them go as they like. We follow our moods. And our moods can take us anywhere. They have no rhyme or reason. They have no principles. You have to have principles, and you have to learn how to get some control over things. Because you're not heedful of these dangers, they can cause a lot of danger. And if you don't work on them now, when are you going to work on them? It doesn't get easier as you get older. And if you don't work on them, nobody else is going to work on them for you. They're your greed, your aversion, your delusion. You've got to learn how to deal with them. This is why we have the precepts. This is why we have the practice of generosity. They get some control over these wild animals in our minds. And to realize that if there's going to be any goodness in our lives, we have to do it, and we have to do it now. We can't be heedless. If you're heedless, you just say, well, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe next year, next lifetime, anytime but now. That's just following your moods. Again, those moods have a little bit of greed, a little bit of aversion, a little bit of delusion. It may not seem all that dangerous, but they can suddenly flare up. It's like thinking you have little pussycats in your house, but it turns out they're baby tigers. Baby tigers can turn on you. So watch out for your own defilements. Be heedful. We see the dangers around us outside. We live in a dangerous world. But the dangers inside are much more serious. Dangers outside can't pull us down to hell. Dangers inside can. So be very careful about your inside dangers. Show some goodwill for yourself by having some restraint. And have a very live sense of how important this is. We see so many other things in life that we think are more important, but as the Buddha said, training your mind is the most important thing. When the mind is trained, then it brings happiness. If the mind is not trained, then no matter what other pleasures you have, they're not necessarily going to make you happy. They're not necessarily going to make you do things that are skillful. It's the well-trained mind that's skillful. And that's the kind of mind that's safe. That's when you become your own refuge. Because you're taking care of the big problems inside. When the problems inside are taken care of, then the problems outside are nothing. So be heedful right here, right now. Do what you can right here, right now, to develop good qualities in mind. Learn some restraint over your bad qualities. Learn to recognize them as bad, and that they are serious problems. That way your goodness has a chance to grow.